The title fades in against a black screen. Don't look away. In a bedroom, a teenage girl with long brown hair applies eyeliner in a mirror.
Savannah, quit doing your makeup and do what Dad told you to do.
I'm not mowing the lawn, Jim!
But Mom's visiting and Dad wants the house spick and span.
Yeah, well, I already vacuumed both our rooms, so how about you get some shit done?
Hey.
Hey.
Here, bitch.
He tosses a tablet computer to her, and she catches it.
You know, you're becoming a lot like Mom, right? Always slamming doors in men's faces.
She sits on the bed.
Go away!
Alright, well, whatever. Dad's gonna be home soon. It's gonna rain in a few minutes, so... Here, too late anyway.
Savannah stands at the window in a ruffled blouse and dark pants. Outside, clouds drift past bare branches. She stares, then shakes her head.
Idiot.
Her eyes lower to a figure standing on the lawn. She stares, lips slightly parted. A crease forms between her brows as she stares at the figure, its face obscured. Savannah answers her phone.
Hello?
Hey, Savannah. Hey, I won't be home for another hour, so just tell your brother to mow the lawn tomorrow. Your mom will probably be there soon anyways.
Yeah, Dad, when is Mom supposed to get here again?
About 4:30, but knowing her, she'll probably be early.
Okay, because there's a weird man standing outside our window staring at me.
A man? What does he look like?
He's like wearing a dirty suit with like a black tie, and he has like a bag over his head with chains. He looks really creepy.
And it's just staring at you? Not moving or anything?
Uh-huh.
Savannah, listen to me. Don't look away. Okay, do not leave that spot. I will be home in 10 minutes.
Why? What's gonna happen? Is something bad gonna happen?
Sweetie,
if I don't—
just listen to me and do not look away from it. Tell your brother to lock the doors. I'll be there soon.
She lowers the phone, her frown deepening and her face pale as she stares at the figure.
Yo, Savannah, you got my phone charger?
Jim, listen to me very carefully.
Yo.
Jim, lock all the doors in the house now.
Wow, you really don't want him out.
Jim, just shut up and lock all the doors in the house.
Why, what are you—
He comes to her
side. No, you idiot.
Oh, what the hell is that?
You can see it too?
Yeah, creepy suit guy. He's staring at me.
Okay, whatever you do, don't look away.
Why?
Because Dad called and I told him about it, and that's what he said. Don't look away. He didn't explain why.
Okay, wait, so what's going on?
I don't know, okay? Just stay here. I'm gonna go lock all the doors.
Well, wait, aren't you supposed to stay here and look at it?
I think if one of us is looking at it, it's fine. Just stay here.
Why can't I lock the doors?
Because I don't trust you.
She strides out. In a montage, Savannah locks doors, shuts the garage, locks windows, and draws the blinds, then stops outside her room. Inside, Jim stands at the window, staring out.
Is it still there?
Yep.
And nothing's changed?
I'm still staring at it, aren't I?
She blinks. Stepping inside, she joins her brother at the window to find the figure gone.
You stupid asshole! I told you not to look away!
I didn't look away.
Yes, you did! Otherwise, it would still be there!
It is still there!
Why do you have to lie to me all the time?
Savannah, I'm not lying to you. It is still there for me.
It stands on the lawn, staring at the teens.
Well, why do you see it, but I don't?
I don't know. Maybe because you looked away?
Then where did it go?
Savannah turns to find the figure behind her.
What? What is going on?
It's in here!
She grips the windowsill.
Okay. When is Dad gonna get here? Savannah? Savannah, talk to me here.
Her hands behind her back, she sidesteps around the creature as she eyes it.
If it sees us, we can't move. So, what if it isn't able to see us at all?
What, you mean like, shut its eyes?
I have tape in my drawer.
Okay.
Without looking away, Savannah opens her nightstand. She feels around inside, then pulls out a roll of masking tape. As her creature watches, Savannah peels off a piece of tape. She steps closer to the creature, its burlap mask bound in chains, two black holes where eyes should be. She slowly brings the tape toward the eye holes, then swiftly presses it in place. She jumps back as Jim gazes fixedly out the window.
Well? Did it work?
I don't know. Is it still out there for you?
Yes.
Okay, don't look away from yours. I'm calling Dad.
She turns her back.
Okay.
The creature pins her to the floor. Jim runs to Savannah as her creature's gloved fingers press against her eyes. Jim grabs it from behind and yanks it off her. She gets to her feet as the creature struggles against his grip. She rips off the tape as Jim shoves it forward. The siblings turn to look at it as it gets back up. An older man with swept back gray hair and a mustache dashes in. He does a double take on the creature next to him, then grabs a hand mirror off the nightstand. In the mirror's reflection, the creature's head jerks violently. The creature shrinks down into the mirror. The man smashes it against the nightstand as the teen's mouths fall open. He and Savannah embrace.
Dad, what the hell was that? What's going on?
I'm sorry, sweetie. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
No, you're telling me right now.
I don't even know how to explain it. It all started when I first met your mother. It followed us, even after you two were born. I tried to ignore it, but now it's going after you.
Oh, shit, shit, shit.
What? What? It's not there?
What's not there?
No. The one that I was looking at. I had to look away when it attacked her.
You told me there was only one.
Yes, when Jim went to go look at it too, I told him not to look away while I went to go lock all the doors, and he never looked away.
And then it showed up in here?
Yes.
When you look away, it gets closer. Because Jim was watching him, when you left, it made another.
The kids look horrified.
So there's another one? Where?
They all turn from the window.
Your mother's here.
In a series of images, a grand staircase with ornate iron railings curves upward. A luxurious two-story home with arched windows stands behind a gated driveway, a white SUV parked out front. The surrounding neighborhood stretches down a quiet street lined with parked cars and towering trees. Later, deep in the woods, the creature stands among tangled branches. The screen goes black. Audio description written and voiced by Kyle Warwick Matthew. Credits: written, edited, and directed by Christopher Cox. Starring Sabrina Twyla, Danny Roy, with Jim Marshall and Charlie McCarthy as the creature. Cinematography and location by Raymond Yen. Production design: Kay Zhu. Costume design by Christopher and David Cox. Credits continue. The title appears, Don't Look Away. The title slowly fades out.